KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The St. Louis Cardinals one game away now from a possible trip back to the National League Championship Series in Washington. It may have been only his fourth game this season, but Chris Carpenter showed yesterday why, again, he's a big-game pitcher. The right-hander worked 5 2/3 scoreless innings and got offensive support from Pete Cosma's 3-run homer as the Cardinals blanked the Nationals 8-0 in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Carpenter missed much of the season after surgery to cure numbness on his right side. Three relievers finished the 7-hit shutout and helped the Redbirds take a 2-1 series lead. Edwin Jackson took the loss, giving up 4 runs on 8 hits over 5 innings. This was Washington's first postseason baseball game since 1933. Game 4 is in Washington with 16-game winner Kyle Loesch going for St. Louis against southpaw Ross Detweiler in a must-win game for the Nats today. We'll have that game for you live this afternoon here on the radio. 2:12 is pregame, 3:07 is first pitch this afternoon. Also in the National League in Cincinnati yesterday, the San Francisco Giants clubbed 3 home runs, and Tim Lincecum picked up a rare win out of the bullpen as the Giants pounded Cincinnati 8-3, evening that series at 2 games apiece. Angel Pagan homered on the second pitch of the game. Pablo Sandoval and Gregor Blanco added 2-run homers. Lincecum earned the win with 4 1/3 innings of 1-run ball, striking out 6. The Reds started Mike Leake, who wasn't on the original postseason roster. He lasted 4 1/3 innings and was touched for 5 runs. Before the game, the Reds were given permission by Major League Baseball to drop injured ace Johnny Cueto from their division series roster and replace him with Leake. Cueto is sidelined for the rest of the playoffs. A game 5 is today in Cincinnati. The Giants are starting Matt Cain, who had a perfect game this season against Matt Latos of the Reds. The Giants could make baseball history today. According to Stats LLC, no team has recovered from a 2-0 deficit in a best-of-5 series by winning 3 in a row on the road. The Giants have a shot to do exactly that today. The New York Yankees are 1 game away from eliminating the Baltimore Orioles and moving on to the American League Championship Series. Raul Ibañez has had a big hand in that. The 40-year-old veteran connected for a game-tying home run with one out, in the bottom of the 9th inning, and then hit a walk-off homer to end the Yanks' 3-2 win over the Orioles in the 12th inning. Ibañez entered the game pinch-hitting for Alex Rodriguez, and manager Joe Girardi's strategy paid off. The game-tying homer came off Jim Johnson, the major league leader with 51 saves in the regular season. He then connected for his game-winner off Brian Mattis to send Yankee Stadium into delirium. Coming in, the Orioles were 76-0 this year when leading after 7 innings, and they'd also won 16 extra-inning games. Ryan Flaherty and 20-year-old rookie Manny Machado hit solo homers off of Hiroki Kuroda for the Orioles. Game 4 is set for today in Yankee Stadium. Either Joe Saunders or Chris Tillman will go for the Orioles against Yankee 16-game winner Phil Hughes. Dramatics in Oakland yesterday as well as the Athletics produced their 15th walk-off victory of the season by rallying with 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th to edge the Detroit Tigers 4-3 and even up their AL Division Series at 2 games apiece. The Tigers entered the bottom of the 9th with a 2-run lead and their ace closer Jose Valverde on the mound, but Seth Smith tied the game with a 2-run double. Coco Crisp then delivered the game-winning single to climax the 3-run rally. This AL Division Series will be decided tonight when the Tigers send out their ace 17-game winner Justin Verlander to try and halt their 2-game losing streak. Well, the Royals have hired Doug Henry to be their bullpen coach next season. Henry served as the interim bullpen coach the final 2 weeks of last season. He takes over on a permanent basis for Steve Foster, who was appointed the club's minor league pitching coordinator and special assistant to general manager Dayton Moore on August 31st. Henry's been part of the Kansas City organization since 2008, primarily with AAA Omaha. The Royals are still searching for a new hitting coach after choosing not to renew the contract of Kevin Seitzer last week. Manager Ned Yost says he'll likely promote someone from within the organization to take his place. In football news for Iowa, a week off after a potential season-saving win over Minnesota was just about perfect. The Hawkeyes were teetering on the brink of a free fall heading into its September 29th showdown with the Gophers. It took a dominant 31-13 win to convince many frustrated fans that the up-and-down Hawkeyes might have a chance at a decent year after all. All of it could fall apart in a hurry, of course, starting with Saturday's game at Michigan State. Coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to be more focused than ever to win on the road. We'll have that game for you live Saturday morning here on the radio. A former Hawkeye football player who went on to be a star in the NFL and on television has died. Alex Karras was an Indiana native who played college football at the University of Iowa. Karras, a defensive tackle, was the runner-up in the voting for the 1957 Heisman Trophy. He played professional football for the Detroit Lions and retired in 1970 at the age of 35. Karras had success as an actor. In the 1974 movie Blazing Saddles, Karras played Mongo, a character who punched out a horse in a memorable scene. Karras also starred in the long-running TV series Webster, portraying a retired professional football player who adopted the child of a fellow player. The woman who portrayed his wife on the show was married to Karras in real life. Karras and his wife joined 69 other former NFL players in filing a lawsuit against the league earlier this year, arguing the NFL did not properly warn players of the risk of returning to the field after a concussion. According to a family statement, Karras died after an heroic fight with kidney disease, heart disease, dementia, and for the last 2 years, stomach cancer. Karras was 77 years old. Well, the NCAA is standing by a decision that Boise State must lower the number of football scholarships it can award in the next 2 years. That decision comes after Boise State officials appealed the scholarship penalty included in a series of sanctions handed down earlier this year by the NCAA. As part of the penalty package, the NCAA ordered the school to cut football scholarships from 85 to 82 in each of the next 2 years. In their appeal, school officials argued the penalty levied against Boise State was inconsistent when compared to past cases. Well, Brady Quinn is preparing to start his first NFL game since the 2009 season when the Kansas City Chiefs visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. The Chiefs are expected to be without quarterback Matt Cassel, who sustained a concussion in the fourth quarter of last Sunday's loss to Baltimore. Quinn finished out the game. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel said Wednesday that Cassel has not been cleared to play by medical staff and that Quinn, whom he coached with the Cleveland Browns, would be taking snaps with the first team in practice. Ricky Stanzi would serve as the backup. Quinn is a former first-round draft pick out of Notre Dame who has started just 12 games over the past four-plus seasons due to injuries and ineffectiveness. In another blow to Green Bay's struggling offense, Packers running back Cedric Benson was placed on injured reserve Wednesday but designated to return. Benson sprained his left foot in Sunday's loss at Indianapolis. He has to sit out 8 games before he can return, though he is eligible to practice after 6 weeks. Robert Griffin III has been cleared to play and is practicing with his Washington Redskins teammates after suffering a mild concussion. Griffin went through NFL's concussion protocol after being knocked out of Sunday's game against Atlanta and was cleared to return to practice. The second overall pick in April's draft is set to start Sunday against Minnesota. Iowa State rode a pair of one-and-done transfers to its first NCAA basketball tournament appearance in 7 years. That formula works so well, the Cyclones will give it another go this season. Iowa State lost perhaps the nation's most versatile player in Royce White and standout senior guard Chris Allen from a team that went 23-11 before falling to eventual national champion Kentucky in the third round of the NCAA tournament. Enter senior forward Will Clyburn and point guard Corey Lucius. Clyburn, a 6'7" forward, led Utah in scoring at 17.1 points per game in the 2010-11 season before transferring to Iowa State following a coaching change. Lucius, like Allen before him, fell out of favor with Michigan State coach Tom Izzo and decided to spend his final college season in Ames. Well, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has a concussion and will sit out the next 2 Sprint Cup races at Charlotte and Kansas. That injury ends NASCAR's most popular drivers' championship chances this season. Hendrick Motorsports says Earnhardt Jr. was diagnosed Wednesday afternoon. He sustained the concussion in that 25-car pileup on the last lap of Sunday's race at Talladega. Reagan Smith will replace Earnhardt Jr. in the number 88 Chevrolet for the next 2 events. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency says 11 of Lance Armstrong's former teammates served as witnesses against him in its investigation of the cyclist, revealing the most sophisticated, professionalized, and successful doping program that the sport has ever seen. In more than 150 pages, USADA details cheating by Armstrong's teams. Among the former teammates named are Tyler Hamilton and Floyd Landis. The report accuses Armstrong of depending on performance-enhancing drugs to fuel his victories and more ruthlessly to expect and to require that his teammates do the same. Armstrong did not fight the USADA charges, but insists that he never cheated. And 5 hours of talks in 2 sessions between the NHL and the Players Association have done little to move the sides closer to a deal in the nearly one-month hockey lockout. The NHL's top 2 executives, Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly, met with the NHLPA's main negotiators, Executive Director Donald Fehr and Special Counsel Steve Fehr, for nearly an hour in the morning to assess where the sides were on day 25 of the NHL lockout. But there was no concrete discussions on the troublesome more economic issues that are preventing a deal. A four-hour session that stretched into the evening centered on player health and safety issues, along with other miscellaneous legal topics. The sides will meet again today, which would have been opening night for the NHL. The NHL canceled the first 2 weeks of the regular season Thursday, wiping out 82 games from October 11th through the 24th. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.